نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة. ويقول الحق سبحانه: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be constantly showered upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, the master of the first and the last. And may these peace and blessings be showered upon his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind myself and you of the critical importance of taqwa, that we should strive to have the consciousness of Allah, that we should surround ourselves with the understanding that there is one mighty in power, there is one who knows all things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us very clearly that there is no animosity except for the oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us very clearly that we should constantly remember our position with him and constantly send peace and blessings to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we also need to hear his words and obey, and remember that he subhanahu has revealed in his mighty book, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, and let every soul look to what it put forward for tomorrow and fear Allah. Surely Allah is well aware of all that you do. And be not as those who forgot Allah, and so he made them forget themselves. Surely they are the disobedient ones. O you who believe, in this critical time of the year, again, human beings in general are thinking about time. They are thinking about the shifting of one year into another year. And Muslims also are involved in this major mental and physical shift. People make their intentions for the new solar year. They plan their businesses. They organize themselves and they project for the coming year. But a reality which is dawning upon Muslims more and more every day is that we are living in an age of deception. We are living in an age where information that comes to us is not necessarily the same in reality. But there is a false reality that is given to us and placed in front of our face. It's a strange time of the year for many people, especially those who understand language and understand history. They say it's the new year, but the followers of the solar calendar, who used to base their year upon the movement of the sun, recognize that the new year begins when the winter breaks and when the spring begins. That is the new year of the solar people. And this might be a strange thing to say, because everybody is saying Happy New Year. But I want you to count with me. When you look at the calendar that we are using, September is from the Latin septum, seven. It's the seventh month of the solar calendar. October is eight, like octagon, an eight-sided figure. November is the ninth year of the month. And December, according to Latin and according to the solar people, it's the tenth year of the month. And the reality for the solar people was that the 11th year was January, the 12th year was February, and March is the new year. But we live in an illusion. We live in a deception. For Muslims who have the reality, it's the beginning of Rabi Athani. We're already into the first new year. But for those caught up in the illusion and don't understand the history, they are relegated to the position of children. Because children don't know history. They just function by today. History tells us clearly that in 1647, Christmas was banned by the English Puritan Parliament. No Christmas, because they saw it as a pagan ceremony. But the followers of Christmas took it to January, the month they named January, in order to get the feeling of Christmas, the riotous occasion of Christmas, the winter solstice, the time of drinking, the time of immorality. They switched it to January because January is the month of Janus, the pagan god of two faces. Janus shows you a face of spirituality and a face of materialism. That's the deception. So you think you're on a holy occasion, but in reality, there's nothing holy about what you're seeing around you. And the Prophet ﷺ said very clearly to Muslims, تَجِدُ مِنْ شِرَارَ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ ذَا الْوَجْهَيْنِ الَّذِي يَأْتِي هَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ وَهَؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ. You will see, you will find the most despicable, the worst amongst the people on the day of resurrection is the one with two faces. He comes to one group with one face, and he comes to another group with another face. And so this deception is hitting us as well. And we have to be aware of this. And there's nothing wrong with just the name change. If your name is Abu Bakr, and the people know you in your job as Booker or Bobby, there's nothing wrong with that. Linguistically, that's an easy name. The problem is when the character changes, when there's one face around Muslims and another face in general society, we have fallen into the trap of Dhul Wajhain. So we will see tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, we will see the day that the followers of the sun called Hogmanay, they watch a light go up. And finally around 11:59, turning into 12 o'clock, the light flashes, this is the sun, and merriment happens. Alcohol is drunk. Immorality is practiced. This is the reality of this date. And we, as believers, need to take this time, because most of us are reflecting on time, to look back at the year and to project for the new year. Last year, the so-called 2016, for much of the Muslim world, it was a year of setbacks, attempted coups, genocide, infighting. But the next year, the so-called that we are going into, does not have to be the same. The next year can be a year of transition. It can be a year of gaining back the power and respect that Muslims deserve to have. But this requires principles. It requires us to adopt our principles and to stand for our principles. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us clearly principles in His book, embedded in the Quran, are strong principles for the believers. If we grasp onto this, inshallah, then we can go forward. We can turn it around. If we look at the book of Allah, not just to read, but we look at it in a complete form, tahsin tilawatihi wa tadabbur ayatihi wa itba awamirihi, we read it in a beautiful way, we think about it, and we practice what we have learned. Embedded in this book are gems of wisdom, are principles. And we have studied and found that in a number of places there are principles that directly apply to us, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us directly with this book. And that is the power of the Quran. In Surah Ash-Shura, verses 36 to 39, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, فَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عِندَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed a divine formula for survival in an age of crisis. And no doubt we are going into an age of crisis. But it is so beautiful to have the book of Allah with us, to have light with us. Allah told us, whatever you are given here is but the enjoyment of this world. But that which is with Allah is better and more lasting. It is for those who believe and put their trust in their Lord, those who avoid the major sins and indecency. And when they are angry, then they forgive. Those who respond to their Lord, establish regular prayer, and conduct their affairs by mutual consultation. Those who spend out of what we have given them of sustenance, and those who, when an oppressive wrong is done to them, they are not afraid, but they rise to the cause, and they defend themselves, establishing justice. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks directly to us and gives us principles. Principles to stand on. Light to carry us through the darkness. Number one, recognition of this material world. That it is temporary. We are all passing through the material world, making transition into the real world, which is the next life. And Allah told us, وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ The life of this world is nothing but material deception. It is here one day and gone the other day, but the next life, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى The next life is better, it is eternal. And when Allah speaks about the hereafter, He tells us, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا They will live in the next world forever. That is the real world. Number two, of the survival principles established, embedded in Surah Ash-Shura, verses 36 to 39. Number two, the conditions of this benefit. There's two conditions to gain the benefit of this understanding. It is Iman and Tawakkul ala Allah. It is to believe, have true faith in Allah, and depend on Allah. Depend solely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, Ijtinab al-kaba'ir. This is crucial for us today. Avoid the major sins. If we want homework assignment for 2017, avoid kaba'ir. That's enough to last the whole year. Shirk, polytheism. Siha, magic. Interest and usury. Qatla nafs allati harrama Allahu illa bilhaq. Killing innocent people. Stealing from orphans and weak people. Falsely accusing Muslim women of immorality and wrong. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he listed the kaba'ir, he said about 70. There are about 70 of major sins that we need to understand. And so this verse tells us, you want to survive this material dunya that's facing you in 2017? Avoid major sins. But the beauty of this verse is that he took from the major sins and he focused on one in particular, and that is ijtinab al-fawahish, sexual immorality. That being one of the greatest challenges we face in this society, with the television, the movie, the handheld devices, the immorality which is destroying the fabric of society, and also causing us, in our families, in our minds, to be destroyed. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose this, even though it is one of the kaba'ir? Because of the major sins, this is the one that people naturally are gravitated towards. If you see murder, if you see evil done, you stand back. It's not natural. But it is natural for us to procreate with each other. That's how we survive. So Allah tells us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاهِشَةً وَسَاءَ السَّبِيلَ. Don't come near fornication and adultery. It is an evil. It will destroy everything in your path. Number five. When they are angry, emotional, upset, they forgive each other. They forgive. This is a crucial quality. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all throughout his life, in times when he had power over other people, he was ready to forgive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we forgive each other in our families? If we forgive, there will be less divorce. Can we forgive each other in our communities? If we forgive, there will be less masjids breaking up. Can we forgive each other in our Islamic movements? If we did, we would not have 25, 30 Islamic movements, each one thinking they're going to Jannah. If we forgave in our countries, in our nations and tribes, there would be less infighting of Muslim taking the life of another Muslim. This is survival, that we need to be able to forgive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, al-istijaba lillah. We respond to Allah. Like the innocent baby, when the mother gives the baby the milk, the baby responds. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidance in the Quran or through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to be like the innocent baby and respond to it. Put it into our life instead of putting the book on the shelf or putting it on a CD or a chip. Number seven, iqamat as-salat, that we establish prayer in our life. We don't just make salat, but salat becomes part of the regular flow of our life. And if it is, that means that we are in constant communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constant contact. And that is what we need in this year 2017. And number eight, the essence of this whole chapter, Surah Ash-Shura, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. They do their mutual They do their affairs with mutual consultation. They take advice. They talk to each other. So we need to consult each other in domestic affairs, in our families, in our businesses, in our masjids, in our communities, and even on a state level. And we're calling for operational unity. That means that we learn to live with each other despite differences. There are some differences between us, but we learn to live with each other and appreciate each other as Ahlul Qibla, the people of the Qibla. That is where the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were. Number 9, Al-Infaq, that we spend in the way of Allah. That giving in the path of Allah, it is an honor. It is an honor for us to be able to give to a relief agency. It is an honor for us to give sadaqah or to be able to give zakat. And some of the great ulama, when they would give sadaqah, they would thank the person who enabled them to give sadaqah. That's different than looking down on someone like you've given them charity. Sadaqah, zakat, it is haqq. It is the right of the fuqara and the masakeen and the people who are struggling. It is their right. One day, many of us will fall into the same problem. And what will be our situation? And number 10, stand up to oppression. When oppression strikes us, we need to be able to stand, not only just for Muslims, but stand for all people who are oppressed. That is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here in America, we have to understand that as we as Muslims going through Islamophobia, the hatred of Islam, you have to understand that there were people, African people, who were taken as slaves and political prisoners, who were brought to the Americas 400 years ago, who suffered the most extreme form of Islamophobia. 1/3 of the slaves and political prisoners were Muslims, all over the Americas. But Islam was prohibited. You could not pray. You could not fast. They changed your name. They did everything to take Islam out of you. This is the process that we're going through now with Islamophobia, wal-iyadu billah. We have to realize that within the native populations here in this society were those who believed in one God. Those who stood up for their rights. And it is the duty of the Muslims to stand clearly. We are an age of deception. We are an age of lies. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us clear guidance. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember the word Dajjal, the Antichrist. We are in the age of the forerunners of Dajjal. They are setting the stage for the Antichrist. And remember that Dajjal, even the word Antichrist, is not even a complete word. It is more the great liar, the deceiver, the one who confuses you, confuses truth from falsehood. And it is reported that one of these Dajjalah, not the Dajjal himself who has not come, but one of the liar prophets, Dajjalin Kaddabin, that the Prophet ﷺ said would come. His name was Musaylima. And he wrote a letter. He came first to Medina. He was recognized by the Prophet ﷺ. And the shaitan went to his head. And he went back to the middle of Arabia. He wrote a letter to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, Min Musaylima Rasulullah ila Muhammad Rasulullah. Could you imagine this? And then he said, I'll take half of Arabia, you take the other half. The Prophet ﷺ said, Min Muhammad Rasulullah ila Musaylima al-Kadhab. From Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, to Musaylima, the liar. How did the Prophet ﷺ answer? He did not answer in arrogance. He quoted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he told Musaylima, as we say today to those who attack the Muslims, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This earth belongs to Allah and He will give it to whom He pleases from His servants and worshippers. And the best reward, the ultimate end, is for those who have taqwa, those who establish the consciousness of Allah into their lives. And so as we turn from the so-called 2016 to the so-called 2017, but it's not really the end of the year, but as we turn to it, don't get caught in the hype. Go for the truth. Go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our chance. This is our time. And this is the time when Muslims, under most difficulty, have risen to the surface. Study our history. But we have principles. We have principles. And we need to live by our principles in order to gain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you with these thoughts. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon this ummah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and have mercy on the children of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah azza wa jal to protect the dignity and the honor of the women of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and guide the men of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise up true balanced leadership in the Muslim world, to take our confused leaders from darkness into light. And we ask Allah to make our last word to be kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahi li wa lakum wa li sa'ili muslimina min kulli dhanbin astaghfiru innahu huwa ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillah al-wahid al-ahad al-fard as-samad الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. Every nation has a trial and test, and the trial and test of this nation is wealth. ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وعنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين وانصر عبادك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريدا إلا شفيته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.